The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in. We appreciate it very much. Best listeners in the game, Kelly. Super grateful for all you out there. Still to come this hour, Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke. Gambling Porn, as Will Hill once called it with Jason. Also, Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports. We're going to do a global release. He's going to give us a college basketball pick. You know the whole process. He'll give us a rotation number. He will give us 30 seconds to put it in our bet slip. He will tell us if it's a cancel or a go. If it's a go, you make the bet. If it's a cancel, you erase it from your bet slip, start the process all over again. Lines will move globally. They do every time. Hopefully we also get the win, which we did last week in his first appearance of the year. And, of course, Nick Bakay, showrunner, co-showrunner with Chuck Lorre of Bookie, which premieres tonight on Max. We'll get to Nick here momentarily. First, before we get to Pritch, we get tweets at Beat of the Book. Scott, New York Mets 16. Okay, Gil, since you opened the can of worms, more unbearable after winning Circa Millions type contest, Fezzik or Wishnev? Honorable mention to JVT. Why are you killing JVT on that? JVT would be cool, wouldn't he?
Oh, he would be cool.
Wishnev would be very cool about it, too.
Yeah. At JVT, I would like to consider a friend of mine. A friend of mine, we do a podcast.
He told me differently, but okay.
But was he really excited about being Captain Chaos at the start of the contest? Yes, he was. So I'm not going to say he's going to go around bragging afterward, but he was really excited about being the guy to sit on the sidelines for the first 2 days while everybody blew through their bankroll.
Great strategy.
It's a great strategy. It worked out perfect.
I had the same amount he did after day one. Wish I had employed that strategy. Scotty Lowry, your voice has been in my head this last month regarding Circa Survivor. I want to win, not survive. I took Todd Stillers last week trying to fade the popular plays, thinking Texans this week. Talk me off the ledge. I'm on the Texans. I'm not going to talk you off that ledge. I don't think it's a ledge.
Yep.
I'm with you. New York Mets 16 also adds Josh McDaniels, Mike McDaniel, Josh Dobbs, Josh Hobbs. What's in a name? This is smooth talking Gil's kryptonite. And lastly, Eric B. We'll read some later. I'm so annoyed with my colleagues interrupting me while I'm listening to a numbers game. Is VSiN hiring? Well, thank you. Your colleagues should stop talking so that you can be tuned in 100%. We appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, unlike the rest of us, he's actually played the game. First round draft pick by the Atlanta Falcons back in the early 90s. And of course, national champion at Colorado with the Buffaloes. It's our own Mike Pritchard. How you doing, Pritch?
I'm doing fantastic. I got the Kraggle going. Hopefully we'll have a stable internet connection this time.
Wait, what did you have going? The Kraggle?
Did you see that movie?
Oh, no, I didn't see that movie. Are you familiar with this reference?
No.
Oh, good Lord.
Sorry.
Where you guys been?
Sorry, Kraggle. Oh, we wonder a reference lost on us. All right. Well, we'll look that up after the break. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
We try to bet these games and win in the National Football League, and we have all these kinds of handicapping tenets that we like to throw out. You've actually played, so you're like it's the old Woody Allen, Annie Hall thing where he brings Marshall McLuhan out to actually tell people in line that are annoying him what the truth is. So you're our Marshall McLuhan here, which is, you know, let's take the Niners and the Eagles. I'm on the Niners. A lot of people are on the Niners. One of the big things we talk about is, oh, well, the Niners are going to be an extra rest from Thanksgiving. The Eagles actually played another additional quarter, almost, in the rain at home on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. And so that's part of our handicapping calculus. Is there anything to that? Are we just making stuff up, or is that a legit thing?
I think the rest advantage could be a legit thing because you think about it. This time of year, we're approaching December. Your bodies are worn down a little bit. But I will say this. Can you get up and can you prepare the right way for a football game each and every week? I mean, we know the rigors of the season, right? And the thing about the Eagles or is the edge for the 49ers, I would say the edge would be with the 49ers because – from a mental standpoint, because when they played the Eagles last time, they didn't have a quarterback, right? And so if you think about games that are circled or underlined or highlighted for its season for a particular team, this is it for the 49ers. So I would factor that in, and that's why, you know, a lot of people are liking the 49ers. I would factor that in more so than the rest advantage. I mean, everybody's worn down at this point, and It's all about preparation and motivation. So for me, the motivation edge, I think, in this game would be with the 49ers. So.
Okay, let me ask you another question. This is about a team like the Broncos. We referenced them earlier on the show. Famously starting 1-5, now they're 6-5. They're plus 12 in turnovers their last four games. I referenced earlier in the week the 83 Skins, which has that team has this cartoonish record when it comes to turnover differential, where they went an entire season like plus threes and plus fours every game. They ended up at plus 43. Like, it's one of these mythical records that'll never be broken. But generally speaking, we tend to think of these things as unsustainable. Do you agree with that generally, that the Broncos win streak is largely, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I would say for me it's a mirage, but do you believe that it's largely unsustainable because of that?
Well, when you get better during the course of the year, though, Gil, I will say that your confidence grows. And that's what's happening with Denver, in my opinion. Same talent, same team, same coaches that they've had all season long, but not everybody on the same page. But you, now you're not hearing the griping or the complaining. You're not hearing Jerry Jeudy, or he's not on on social media complaining. You know, Cortland Sutton seems like he's settled in. Russell has been quieted by Sean Payton. And then defensively, I mean, that unit got embarrassed, flat out embarrassed against Miami. And ever since then, they've kind of amped it up physically too, right? And so they're generating turnovers. So I think Denver is hot because they're more confident. Denver is hot because they're playing and they're trusting each other and they're playing and they're executing better. And so with that, you know, we think about hot teams all along. The Giants weren't really a great team, but they were hot last year, right? And got to the playoffs. So, yeah, I think it is sustainable as long as Denver sustains their confidence level.
Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, we know to fade them big time, these kinds of teams, where they get to the playoffs, right? Obviously, there was the fraud bowl between the two most fraudulent teams last year in the Giants and Vikings, so somebody had to win that game. But, yeah. I mean, God forbid the Broncos get there, but if they are, boy, the fade, I would love to see what that line would be no matter who they play. The Steelers are another one, right? Let's talk about the Steelers. They're 7-4, Mike. They've scored 182 football points in 11 games. 7-4. We talk about Mike Tomlin and the magic beans is our phrase that we use. But it's, you know, the famous stat of Tomlin that we've said a million times, which is, and we joke about, never had a losing season. Is there something, forget the Tomlin never had a losing season, because that's obviously a sustained amount of work. But this Steelers team, is this sustainable to you in any way?
You know, it is, because it's what they believe. I mean, they believe that they can win a game in the fourth quarter, and they get the game into the fourth quarter with that defense, and they don't make a ton of mistakes offensively. They finally got rid of Matt Canada, and I think the evil witch has left the building, if you will, in terms of a confidence factor for a young team again, right? The thing about the National Football League, and Trent Dilfer said this, and ironically, it comes back to me all the time. Maybe it is a coincidence at times, but it's more ironic that, you know, teams lose games more so than win games. But Pittsburgh, they know how to win games, right?
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh has established that. And I think the fact that Tomlin has not had a losing record his entire coaching career certainly validates that, the fact that they know how to win games. And I think that's bettable, certainly from an end game and hitting the number as well.
Okay. Broncos and Steelers, you've spinned them good. I don't mean spin with bad connotation, but you've spinned them forward. Give me a team that's sort of in playoff contention, or maybe right now actually inside the playoff picture. Maybe it's a Cleveland Browns team with a messed up quarterback situation. What's the team right now that's in contention that you look at and you're like, yeah, this is the team that I don't know about?
Oh, you know what? I thought it was Minnesota until I figured out, or we watched on Monday night, that O'Connell doesn't trust his quarterback. Because I'm sorry,
you get
a turnover in plus territory. Right.
Yes.
You get a turnover in plus territory, and yet you go 3-and-out after that. You don't trust your quarterback to win you the football game. So it is tough, because I think it's so top heavy in the NFC and the hot teams right now. And then the AFC appears to be kind of open, I would say, a little bit, you know. And so this one's tough for me. I think Buffalo has a chance. If I've been down on Buffalo all year long, too, but they're scoring. And we know that scoring is down in the National Football League. If they can find any way to amp it up physically and then play decent defense, I mean, they're scoring 30 points a game, right? Josh Allen and with that offense is incredible. We know that. But they are old, and certainly they're not deep on defense. So, and their schedule, I mean, the schedule is tremendous, too. That's the only team that comes to mind that could put it together. I mean, Houston, we know the story there. Maybe the Colts, you know, but you can't trust Gardner Minshew either. So it's intriguing down the stretch here, guys, because I think this race is wide open outside of the top heavy situations when we look at the NFC.
Real last thing here, because we only have 30 seconds, but you just alluded to it with Dobbs. Kevin O'Connell suggesting that they would evaluate the quarterback position this week. That's madness, isn't it, after one bad game for Dobbs?
Yeah. I mean, it's like he's throwing Dobbs in the bus now, considering the situation, right? O'Connell, you're the one that didn't trust your quarterback. I would rather go down swinging than catching punches, and that's exactly what they did against Justin Fields in Chicago.
Pritch, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, guys. Thank you.
The great Mike Pritchard, everybody. VSiN's own, at MI Pritchard on the Twitter machine if you want to follow him as well. Nick Bakay joins us on the other side. He's the co-showrunner of Bookie, which premieres tonight on HBO Max. We'll talk to him next. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand for VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, betting guides, plus 24/7 video access. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Why don't you? Sign up on our Black Friday special, I should say, right now. Get access to everything we do through May 1st for only $60 at vsin.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin live from the barrage here at the D. Bar Canada, if you will. Bar Canada in Spanish means barrage. Ladies and gentlemen, it is always a pleasure to have this gentleman on the show with us. We've been graced by his presence a few times here over the years. It's always hilarious. I won't make him tell his OJ story today. We'll do other things. But his resume includes, among other things, being the voice of the cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, wrote on In Living Color, wrote Paul Blart Mall Cop with Kevin James, produced The King of Queens, of course, was on the Seinfeld episode, The Smelly Car, as Elaine's boyfriend. I fish, I ski, I pillage, I plunder, I believe was the line, something like that. And of course, for our purposes, a gambling pioneer at ESPN, which we'll get into, and for our purposes today, co-showrunner of Bookie, which premieres tonight on Max. It stars Sebastian Maniscalco, Omar Dorsey, and Charlie Sheen. It's the great Nick Bakay, everybody. How you doing, Nick?
I'm fantastic, Gil. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. He's also our third redhead on the show today, which I believe is a numbers game record.
That's quite a streak today.
Quite a streak, yeah.
It's ginger-tastic.
It's ginger-tastic. That's right. All right, so let's go back to the I was mentioning I'm not going to make you tell the OJ story again. We'll do that next time you're on. But the ESPN days, before we get to Bookie tonight, for those of us of a certain age, well before, you know, a little pisher like me, Nick, could sit up here and talk gambling openly. You were on mainstream media, ESPN, with your advantage push bit that you used to do. How did that come to be? And then how did it end?
Well, I appreciate you asking me about that because it's such a different world now. Look at you here doing what you're doing and gambling legal most places, though not in California where I live. But yeah, back then, it started out with me doing a segment. I think it might have been on The Deuce, as they used to call it. But it moved over to SportsCenter pretty quickly. And it was me, It was sort of, if we remember way back the New York Post, Steve Serby's Mr. Loser Laments, but it was me looking back over the week's heartbreakers. It's the Bad Beats segment.
Yeah.
You know, and it was very popular. And then 1 week they had the idea. All the guys in Bristol knew my wife, Robin, and how cool she is. And they said, why don't we do one week where you're in so much trouble with your bookie that you're on the lam and she has to sort of read an open letter from you. And then the segment became about me as the degenerate, Robin as the long-suffering wife. And it really, that was the combustible moment for the segment. I think relatability and the almost sitcom aspect of it kind of really made things propulsive. And we did it for about 4 years. There we were. Highlights on Monday after an NFL weekend showing, like, if you had this team -3, here's where a kicker destroyed your dreams and your kids' college fund. And it was wildly popular. And Gil, I'll tell you, when we would go to Vegas, which back then, before we had kids, we did a lot. We were the patron saints of Bad Beats. Guys would come up to us and talk to us about bets they lost 10 years previous on the Buccaneers, like we'd lost it with them.
Yeah.
And we were fluent in these bets. The best one was we were waiting for a car outside the Venetian one night around Halloween, and the Venetian was doing a pimps and hoes party at some club.
Sure.
And it was so wildly popular, they were turning people away. And needless to say, you had some women dressed up pretty spectacularly. So it was a fun time to wait for a car. And a guy comes up to me with that locked-in look, and he wants to talk to me about the Flyers and whether we should bet them on the puck line tonight. I'm like, I love you, but look around you. Let's not talk about the Flyers. There's better things to look at right now.
And so how does it end? Do they one day just come to you and say, well, okay, we're done with you?
We were the same era of that show Playmakers. If you remember that play, which is about a medical pro football league where guys were, you know, smoking crack at halftime and all that. And when their NFL deal was up, and here's how times had changed. Their NFL deal's up, and they said, if you want games, you're going to get rid of Playmakers, and you're going to get rid of Nick and Robin Bakai.
Oh, wow.
And so we got Taglia booed. That's how long ago it was. I watch Oscar winners doing commercials for, you know, MGM Grand and Kurt Warner, Born Again Christian, doing, you know, be careful and bet within your limits spots. And my mind is spinning, Gil. Different times.
So I just went through, you know, part of your resume, which is glorious. And I'm always curious about, you know, someone like you who is a creative who, you know, I'm sure you get pitched a lot of things. I'm sure you have a lot of ideas that don't, you know, reach fruition. What are those? I'm sure those are huge moments in your career when something is like, wait, this is actually going to be a thing. And here we are now with Bookie, which premieres tonight on Max, HBO Max, for those who aren't familiar with what Max is exactly, but it's Max now, they call it. It's called Bookie. The world's second oldest profession is the subtitle. I mentioned Sebastian Maniscalco, which is a huge comic. Obviously, Charlie Sheen is in there as well. You and Chuck Lorre, co-runners of this. How did this come to be, and when did you know this was going to be a thing?
You know, it was interesting. We talked about developing with Sebastian, and the first instinct was this would probably be a multicam sitcom based around his act, something, you know, the usual drill. This is an idea that had been kicking around for me for a long time. And it was one of those ideas that was unorthodox enough, Gil, that I thought, this is the one that will never get made. But it was the one that I had to write. And when we went down the path with Sebastian, we actually watched him in The Irishman. He plays Crazy Joe Gallo and is really great in it. And we thought, you know, we could do something different. We could deviate from the norm. He was brave enough to roll with us. And we this idea actually sold, and it to my delight, because it's a fascinating prospect. You know, we got a bookie in LA, in California, where it's still not legal. So an old school bookie is still the way to fly. But there's that feeling of impending change, which is interesting because I think it's very relatable. You know,
yeah.
Every one of us, hey, I as a member of SAG and the Writers Guild, we just struck, and half of it was the terror of AI. They can't wait to replace me with a robot, Gil, you know, and and if you were a guy with a taxi medallion and Uber, you know, you can wake up tomorrow and we're all facing these weird looming developments. And this is a guy who's not unlike guys in many walks of life. And yet he's also walking a strange path. And the thing was, I had more fun writing it with Chuck than I've had in a million years. And the show turned out great. I think, look, if you're watching me and you on VSiN and you're not watching Bookie on Max, something's terribly wrong.
Terribly wrong. So I almost hesitate to ask this because I like to just sort of land on a show, watch it, and experience it. But how would you describe it? Is it a comedy? Is it a dark comedy? How would you describe it, genre-like?
It's definitely a comedy. It's a gritty comedy is how I would describe it. But it's we went for comedy for sure. But you won't, you know, we got to do all the things we don't normally do, Gil, you know, instead of open on a living room and what are we getting the Johnsons for a wedding gift? You know, people die, there's carnage, there's sex. It's fantastic.
It checks all the boxes, is what you're saying.
All the boxes.
Yeah. All right, and this is the impossible question to ask you, though. It's an easy question to ask. It's impossible to answer, to be more accurate, which is, of all the things you've done, I'm sure you've gotten this question many times, but I'm curious. Maybe it's like picking between your children. What's the thing that, I don't know if it's the you're most proud of, maybe it's the one you're most recognized for. What's the one that sticks out? Someone said, Nick Mackay, associate yourself with only one thing you've done. What's it?
Well, hopefully it's this, and I'm not kidding, because this is probably the most personal, original thing I've written. Previous to this, you know what? It would probably actually be the most obscure thing, but it would go back to what is now Comedy Central, but I was there for the dawn of it, when it was the Comedy Channel, where I met my wife, Robin, where I met my lifelong friends. It was almost a collegiate experience. We were at 23rd Street, back in New York City in a little studio, making TV like it was the 1950s. And I met incredible people and I learned how to do TV there. You know, we were young and unjaded and just so thrilled to be doing it. It was a magic time. So for the, you know, 18 people who got the channel back then and watched it, they knew we had something special going.
Well, our own Jeff Fogel, you may recall from one of your previous appearances, he loved those days of you on Comedy Central.
It's one of those culty things.
Yeah. Nick Mackay, everybody. Again, Bookie premiering tonight on Max, starring Sebastian Maniscalco and Charlie Sheen. We'll all be watching. Nick, thank you so much. A pleasure as always.
Thanks, Gil. I love you.
Love you, too. Nick Mackay for real. That's the number four if you want to follow him on the old Twitter machine. We're coming back with Jason Weingarten next right here at VSiN.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
In the NBA, the game can change in an instant. But no matter how the action unfolds, you know DraftKings Sportsbook has your back. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on basketball. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSIN. That's VSIN, Kelly. The crown is yours. You know how to spell that? No?
Yeah, I do. VSIN.
You get tweets at BD the Book. You gonna watch that show tonight, Bookie? I'm pumped.
Oh yeah.
I'm very pumped for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Gibby, love the show regarding FSU. There's a precedent for a team losing their starting quarterback and still making the playoffs. In 2014, Ohio State lost JT Barrett. Yes, against Michigan, and Cardale Jones made his first career start in the Big Ten championship game. OSU won and got in. Thank you, Gibby.
Yep.
That's probably a better point than any of the ones I've made.
Someone brought up yesterday.
Futak. We brought up 2014.
Yeah, Pete did.
But the point I made about 2014 is FSU sort of lollygagged their way into the as an undefeated team, but they still seeded them third. But I didn't make the point about the Cardale Jones year. I don't think Cardale Jones was 2014, was he? I thought it was later. Yeah, my year was 2014 when I was talking about FSU. But Cardale Jones smoked the competition when he came in. So, but it does relate to what I said at the beginning of the show, which is ask yourself if they would do this to Alabama. They didn't do it to Ohio State. You shouldn't do it to FSU. Right Angle Sports, Michael Craig's going to come on next segment. Right Angle Sports promoting his appearance, saying college basketball now for Right Angle Sports, 92 and 72 plus 10.8 units. 56.1% for the season. Michael Craig coming on. So they're doing well this year, and they gave us a winner last year as well. Let's see here. Bridge. AMC has some of the greatest talents. De Niro, Pacino, Brando, Pesci. I'm not sure what that was related to as well. The numbers guys, I found it. Sports Monster, yes. Sports Monster was the show on Comedy Central that I don't know that he remembered the name of the show on Comedy Central. But our own Jeff Fogel, who used to work here back in the day, when Bakai came on the first time, he was like super thrilled because he remembers watching, and Bakai like said Ashtabula as like an answer to some question, and he said he died for like 30 minutes. He'll get us the background of that. But anyway, it's funny how things land on you from shows back in the day. Jason Weingarten is always making quips, and it's landing on us funny. He comes to us from a cloud of smoke in Southern California. He's at Spreadopedia on the old Twitter machine. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. I succeeded in my goal of not losing any money on Thanksgiving.
Congratulations. I know that was a big concern of yours.
Then Friday happened.
What specifically happened on Friday?
I had the Jets first half plus six.
Oh.
Do you believe that?
Brutality.
I wasn't even actually watching it. That I was like, I was in the kitchen. I think I was like putting away dishes or washing dishes or something. And I just hear the announcer like announcing a run back touchdown. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, there's no way they just ran a Hail Mary back to kill the first half. There's no way that just happened. And yeah, it was pretty much all downhill from there.
The Hail Mary pick six, the rarest of all occurrences. It's one of those, you're better off not having watched, obviously, but it's one of those where if you did have the Jets, and obviously some people out there did, if you're watching that, and we've all been there in a bet where something is happening against you and your brain goes into this slowdown speed where you're like, this is not happening. Oh my God. Yes, it is. That was the 12-inch dance remix of that, because it just went on forever. And then Friday happened. Was there anything else Friday that happened to you, or was that the worst of it? I'm sure there was.
Yeah. Sometimes you just kind of block out the worst things and move on. It was not my finest work this weekend, although I did at least save myself from having a miserable Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
I waited till the weekend to ruin everything this year.
That's as one should. All right. What about this weekend? Week 13 in the NFL and obviously championship week in college football. What you got?
Yeah. Championship week. Surprisingly, following up on that yesterday, in the first time in a very long time, I made zero bets on anything.
Yesterday?
Yeah, there's nothing to bet on. I fell asleep like 9 o'clock last night.
By the way, that's a not often made point on this show. For those of us who are immersed in betting, and most of our listeners are, if not all, it is there. We're betting all the time. When you run into that rare day, Kelly, you can relate to this too.
Yeah.
That rare day where you have no action. Let's be honest. It is a reminder of some life balance, isn't it? Like, it's a good thing.
Sometimes it's just sleep, too.
Oh, my God.
Catching up on sleep.
What a beautiful thing. So you had nothing yesterday. Okay, what do you like championship week?
I like Alabama plus 6.5. I like Louisville plus 2.5. And I like New Mexico State plus 10.5. So I got three dogs in these championship games.
Okay. How did you arrive at all three of those? Like, give me a handicap on those.
Well, I've watched, for some reason, one reason or another, I've watched most of New Mexico State's football games this year. Maybe it's just what time they're on, or I'm interested in the teams they've played. And I mean, they just beat Auburn 2 weeks ago. Now they're 10.5 point dogs to Liberty. I'll take that 10.5 all day. I've watched this quarterback. I'm interested in him. When I find a guy I like, you know, I kind of file him away and scout him for later. Diego Pavia, I think is how you say his last name. Big fan of his. I think that guy can, get a sniff in the NFL if he keeps playing the way he has. The Alabama handicap, I just haven't been impressed with Georgia in the sense that I don't think they're the world beater that they've been in the past. Getting 6.5 here with Bama, I'm totally happy to take, Nick Saban versus one of his assistants, whatever angle you want to put it here. But come on, 6.5 points with Alabama. It's still Alabama. They still got to prepare for this game. They're going to have you know, they're going to come out and compete versus Georgia. So 6.5 there is good for me. And then Louisville could just do us all a favor and kick Florida out of the playoff. We don't have to have this whole conversation about whether or not Florida State deserves to be there with the backup QB, because, you know, you're invalidating everything else that everyone else on the team did all season. But on the other hand, does anybody want to watch Florida State with a backup QB in a championship or in a, you know, in a quarterfinal? No. I mean, I certainly don't want to see him at the Rose Bowl on January 1st. That would be, you know, kind of a bummer for me. But yeah, give me the 2.5 with Louisville there. I think they kind of crapped out a little bit late in the season, but it's still a good spot here for Louisville.
I must be the only one rooting for FSU to win so that we can have this chaotic discussion.
Well, you know I am too.
I know you are.
But I understand.
We did this last year with Alabama, and it was more interesting. Why do we have to have this whole argument with Florida this year? I don't want to see Florida in the championship in the CFP.
If they got a zero in that loss column, my friend, they're going to be in.
They do. Yeah. But that's why I'm saying Louisville should just do us all a favor
and
make that point moot and beat them.
I want
and the
chaos.
Other one I like, UNLV plus 2.5, by the way. They weird game this weekend. They didn't win. They did come back a little bit late, but chance to win the Mountain West here this week.
It's so funny. I'm rooting for chaos when in fact FSU winning could create the only what was supposed to be non-chaotic situation if there were four undefeateds,
right.
I guess, right? But yet people have, you know, gotten to this point where it would be quote unquote chaotic. What about the NFL week 13, Jason? What did you land on here?
So far, not much. You got the Packers going to Kansas City on Sunday night. I got my eye on that game. Not really super excited to jump on the Packers with the 6 here, but it's pretty exciting game, at least for viewing purposes. Chargers, Patriots, another one that stands out to me. I think laying 6 with the Chargers here is probably the way to go. Patriots are just bad. Like, what do we expect? They're just going to change from week to week. I mean, that was one of the worst performances I've seen. I mean, I know it's Bill Belichick and everything, but I don't know what was going on last week. That was not pleasant to watch. And let's see, I think I got one.
Not pleasant to watch. It does qualify. It did qualify.
The Patriots thing drives me nuts, though, like what Jason just said. It's like everybody expects them because just Bill Belichick's over there, they're going to all of a sudden look like an amazing team the next week.
No, I mean,
the pieces.
Once it didn't happen versus DeVito, you can't think that anymore. And I'll get back to my
Patriots
other thing.
Patriots coming off a bye, losing to a rookie quarterback with Bill Belichick. It's unheard of.
Unheard of. That was always the thing with Belichick. Oh, Belichick against a rookie quarterback. You know how this is going to go. And this was the rookiest of the rookies. And with the extra rest. And I'll just say this again. This is not a sports betting thing, but just a sports talk radio thing. I do think it adds a phrase at the end of the you know, Belichick is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, but I do think it adds a phrase now to his legacy of, yeah, but when he didn't have Brady, he kind of sucked, right? Like, I think you have to add that now.
Well, not Brady. When you don't have a quarterback, that's just the reality of the NFL. Yeah. You keep dry until you get a quarterback, and they don't have one. When you don't have a quarterback, everything else has to go right to win, and everything else isn't going right. So it's what you get. And, you know, maybe he'll be around next year. Maybe he won't, but you know, it's tough to watch. You don't associate this with Bill Belichick.
All right. Any last pick here? We got 20 seconds. Anything else?
Steelers over 41 versus the Cardinals. I think maybe they found something on offense and they get going, and they've got the Mike Tomlin voodoo magic.
Jason, I hope another quote-unquote Friday doesn't happen to you this weekend. How about that? Thank you.
Yeah, well, Friday is always going to happen, but
not that kind of Friday. That's right.
Yep.
Thank you, Jason.
I'll be back this Friday. We'll talk some more.
My man, Jason Weingarten, the great Jason Weingarten. That's Spreadopedia. Follow him. Always pithy comments over there on Twitter. We'll come back, or X, as you call it now. Right Angle Sports release next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Kelly, I don't know if you know this, but the holidays are here. Let Omaha Steaks take the guesswork out of gifting. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site-wide. Plus, when you use promo code VSIN at checkout, get an additional $30 off your order. That's $30. Send tender, juicy, butcher's cut filet mignons, mouth-watering burgers, gourmet jumbo franks, or even easy-to-prepare meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code VSIN at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. That's Omaha Steaks.
We're going to need to do those reads earlier in the show. It looks too good right now.
I am super hungry. Yeah. Look at that thing. Look at that thing right there. Steak. By the way, we have a great steak restaurant, like a...
Andiamo's.
A chip away from us here, Andiamo.
Good spot. Went there for Ben Wilson's birthday.
Oh, how old?
Like a month ago.
So Ben is like 16 now? 17? How old is he?
He's in his upper 20s.
Oh, okay.
27-ish.
I hung out with Ben's parents at Parles' wedding.
I heard.
Yeah.
It was a big hit.
Big hit. Ben gave a great speech. Why are we talking about Ben? Oh, because he had his birthday at Andiamo, and now we're back to where we are at Omaha Steaks. Okay. Jay Cam. We had tweets at Benny the Book. This is from Jay Cam. Still, everybody's responding to Nick Mackay on Twitter. So he's trying to get Nick to say, advantage push. No winners here, which I'm sure he could do, but maybe not on Twitter. Great segments back in the day on ESPN, he said. This is from, Will Hill saying advantage push. Rob C. Fitness. Great segment with Nick. Looking forward to watching Bookie. Loved the old ESPN segments as a kid. This is from DMill3219. DMill3218 was taken. He said, keep them out, talking about FSU. Cardale was an up-and-coming quarterback with skills. FSU quarterback is a bum. But DMill, with all respect, this is my point.
Right.
I don't
yes.
want the committee making a subjective analysis because they didn't know how good Cardale was going to be either.
No, they didn't.
No.
I mean, we all thought he was good. Like, yes, we all thought he was going to be good. He was a more highly recruited prospect than what Rodemaker, whatever his name is.
But you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. Let him in. They have a zero in the loss column. And one last one from Over the Levee. He goes, why is Jason always under a cloud of smoke? What's the story there?
I do understand. If everybody's in Jason's camp, I get it. Like, I went to Florida State. I get it, though. Like, you don't want to see them make it. You'd rather see the four, what you consider the best teams, duke it out. I understand.
Futek said it best yesterday. Well, everybody said it best. But he said, there's no precedent for this. You can't all of us, and I'll say what I said at the beginning of the show. I don't want the committee making subjective, in the same way that I don't want them saying, well, Alabama would beat Texas now if they played. You don't know that. Texas beat them on the field. Yeah. I want the committee looking backwards. I don't want them looking forward.
I'm with you. If we're going to do that breakdown of the Cardale Jones one, then can the committee just give me recruiting rankings then, too, for every team?
Exactly.
Let's just do that.
Games have to matter. The committee, come on. Know what your job is, for God's sakes. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to that time in the show where we'd like to move some global markets. Not necessarily us, but Right Angle Sports in the person of Michael Craig. How you doing, Michael?
No, I'm good. How about you, Gil?
Doing very well. I know. So here now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the part where I always like to bust on Mike because he likes to promote some stuff. You have something to promote here with College Bowls here, Mike, that you'd like to get out first before we talk college hoops?
Yeah. We typically, I think everybody knows, we typically stop doing college football, do college basketball. But last year, Eddie Wells and I did a podcast on bowls that actually did really well. It got a real positive response. So we decided to offer a bowl package this year. So, yeah, you can buy it. We'll do at least 10 plays. It's $3.95, so you can get that on the site, rspicks.com or handicapper.net.
There you go. Mike doing his job. Ed Golden, who lords over Right Angle Sports, is very happy with that moment right there. He also let us know. What'd you say?
Very happy.
Very happy. Yes, he is. I'm sure he is. At RAS Picks, by the way, is where you can follow Right Angle on Twitter. And Ed reminds us that y'all are now 92-72 in college hoops this year, plus 12.8 units. That's 56.1%. You were kind enough to come on last Wednesday. We'll do this every Wednesday of the college basketball season. You gave out a play. It moved big time, but it won easy peasy on an under. Well done, sir.
I don't know if it was easy, but yeah, it won. All the people care about.
It did.
Last 10 minutes of that game.
Yeah, it did get a little dicey at one point in there. I will admit that. Mm-hmm. But we got there. Okay.
Cincinnati, tonight, 38 points in 10 minutes. So, yeah, it got dicey when that happened.
Yeah, 38 points in 10 minutes. That's right. Okay, so let's do this again, and let's remind everybody. I'll remind everybody how this works. Michael is going to give us a rotation number, which will reflect a college basketball matchup. He will let us know what the bet might be. He will give us 30 seconds to find that game and that bet. You will put it in the bet slip if you are anxious to do this with us. And he will then say the word go or cancel. If he says cancel, then you just take it out of your bet slip. He's just messing around. That ain't a bet. And we'll do the process all over again. We might do it a second time. We might do it a third time. What's the most we've done it on? Like four times did we do it once? One time we went nuts on it. I don't know.
Did we get past three?
Maybe we didn't go past three. One time we got a little crazy with it. But once he says go, then it's a bet. And then it's bang it in your betting account, and we'll watch the Christmas tree light up at that point afterwards. Mike, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay. Give us the rotation number. Give us the game. Give us the bet.
6-9-3 Davidson, Charlotte, over 124. That's a 5 p.m. Pacific start, 8 p.m. Eastern, if you're not working with a rotation, which rarely anyone is these days.
Yeah. Some people like the rotation. Some people like it time-wise. He's right, chronologically. So it's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, if you're not down with finding it by the 693 rotation number. The bet, we'll find out if it's a bet, but the one that it is potentially a bet, Davidson, Charlotte, over 124. Everybody put that in their betting slips. Kelly, you got it in your betting slip?
I do.
It in mine. You got your little, your fat finger hard hit the keyboard thing that you got going there ready to go?
Hey, man, that's just my typing, okay?
It's very hard on keyboards, Kelly. That's kind of his thing. Okay, Mike, let's give it 5 more seconds. That's your hold music.
All right. This is a go.
Go! It's a go. Boom. Hit it. Everybody, hit it. Don't spin me. All right, everybody, get it in there. And we will see. We will now see the old screen light up and see how far this goes. Now, how high, before I let you go here, Mike, how high would you recommend people not betting this anymore?
126. November totals, probably 2 points is a good general guideline to go by. So, yeah, I'd call it 126 officially.
Okay, 126 officially.
I don't want to necessarily say shop around because you're not going to have time to shop around probably, yeah. But there are 123 and a halves out there, too. There are 123 and a halves.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. Mike, appreciate it as always. We'll do this again next Wednesday. Yes?
All right. Thanks, Gil. Appreciate it.
Michael Craig, everybody. One of the great guys. For those of us who have been immersed betting for beyond a decade or two, this is the man right here. Working at Right Angle Sports. You watching it right now?
At Wager on the Internet, we're up to 125. Over at the West Cata, it's 126.5. Circa up to 126.5. Southwind up to 126.5. 123.5 still available. 124 is still available.
Really? Where?
A couple places, Dragon. MGM, 123.5. Caesars, 124, I see still. Caesars up to 126.
Some are slower to move than others.
Yep.
Some are not locked into the show like others.
DraftKings, 123.5.
Remember, the tactics that the books, well, some of these books will just take it down.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, I just said 123.5 DraftKings. They might have just lost it, and it's still on my odds.
Taken it off.
Yes.
And what we did today is we actually moved the segment time a little bit. Maybe we should do that. Because if we make it the same segment time, they're going to know, all these books are going to know exactly when he's coming on. So maybe we should just float it a little bit.
We'll be honest. We don't care. But they might. Yeah, Michael might care more about that.
Well, but we also do for if these books will take them down, we do. Right? Because if they know exactly what time, they'll just hear the game and they'll take it down immediately.
Yeah.
Whereas if we float it, at least some people might not be that locked in tuned into the show. So maybe we should float
that's true.
It a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Not that it's going to matter with all of them because they're all tuned in probably, but if we float it a little bit, it'll knock out some of that possibility.
I mean, in worst case, we just get more people. We sucker more people into watching this show for longer. You losers.
One of those crime show laughs where we're like, ha.
You watch this thing for a whole hour and 15 minutes.
All right, Davidson, Charlotte, over. What are you saying right now on that before we go?
127.5 here at Circa. And the D is the high point I'm seeing. Lowest, we're 126.5 pretty much right now.
Are you drunk with power?
Am I?
Yeah, kind of.
What, I don't have any power over it. I'm just seeing what I have on the screen.
Right Angle Sports, they do it every time. They move the markets, and let's try to back it up with a win again and go 2-0 on the young season here on the show, because that's the main thing, of course. It's fun to watch it move, but you got to win in the end. Thank you to everybody on the show today. Will Hill, Tim Murray, Jason Weingarten, Mike Pritchard, of course, Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports, and the great Nick Bakai. Thank you to everybody. Yeah. Crackman on with us tomorrow. Enjoy. Best Bets is next from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.